Radio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
Okay, got another episode of the Prattcast here from the iHeart Studios in Los Angeles. Wells Adams, not aside Steph Pratt. So that's how this is going. So let me just break this whole thing down for you real quick. Okay, so last episode, we talked about Steph's dating problems. We brought in a freaking therapist. I suggested that we bring one of my good friends into Los Angeles, flew my good buddy Derek, who was on The Bachelorette with me, to Los Angeles to go on a date with Steph, because Derek is a great-looking, smart dude, independently wealthy, works in finance, has a gigantic wiener. That part I made up, but whatever. And Steph was still a little, like, apprehensive about it. So they go on a date. So the idea for this show today is that we are going to talk to both Steph and we're going to talk to Derek, and we're going to hear both sides of the date. Now, Steph yesterday texted me and producer Amy if we could move the record time from 12:30 to noon. So, of course, I acquiesced, said, yeah, we can do that. That's fine. So I get here at noon. A couple minutes go by, no big deal. 15 minutes roll by, no big deal. 30 minutes go by. Okay, what's going on? We are now at 12:48. So we are now 15 minutes late from the original start time. And guess what? Steph Pratt, nowhere to be found. So then we started doing some investigation work, right? We started to Magnum PI this thing. Found out that Steph's phone has been left at the Bel Air Country Club. She has left it there, but we know she's at the Bel Air Country Club because if you look at her Instagram stories, she's definitely there celebrating. I guess it's someone from the Hilton family's birthday. So they're having a big Hilton family birthday at the Bel Air Country Club. And why wouldn't you? It's a beautiful place and a wonderful menu. So we call her phone and she's left it there. The reason why we know that is because the concierge answered it and was like, yeah, I don't know whose phone this is, but they've left it here. And so if you could tell them, have them come pick it up. To which point we said, well, I don't know how we're going to get a hold of her because she didn't have her phone with her. So here we are. Almost an hour past when we were supposed to start recording. We have no... The show should be called The Wells Cast because I don't have Stephanie here, which is amazing. Also, do I get 100% of the ad revenue for today's show? How does this work? Okay, so we have Derek on the line right now. Derek is one of my best friends. Derek, we've done what? We did two shows together?
We did two shows together. I'm laughing my ass off over here because this is just like what happened yesterday.
I know. So that's why I was like, when we called him before the thing, I said, shut up. Don't say anything. Just let me do this lead in because you're never going to believe, or you might actually completely believe what I'm about to say. Okay. So yeah. Derek and I were on The Bachelorette. He went home crying in a limo like a little biatch. Talking in third person, which is my favorite scenes in all of
Bachelorette. I made it farther than you did.
You did. and look where we are now. You're going on blind dates with Steph Pratt, and I'm living the high life in Studio Cities. Two roads diverged in the wood, and you took the wrong one, buddy.
I don't know about wrong.
That's true. And then you went on Bachelor in Paradise. You actually got engaged in the after show to Taylor. Ended up not working out. Tell us what you're doing right now, just with your life. You're out in New York, right?
You got it. I'd say that's an accurate summary. So I work out in New York. I run the product management and back end operations team for a bank out here. We do student loan refinancing is our kind of bread and butter. And I feel like my voice has changed because now I'm trying to sell my job.
Yeah. Do it.
No, but
we got to burn time. We don't have a freaking host of the show right now.
Right. I've been out here about a year and a half now, and so back to normal life, much like you, sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
Still doing radio.
Well, yeah, and you do a podcast as well. You do the Betches podcast, which is really popular.
Yeah, that was crazy. So I got to know the Betches girls Just like, you know, ran into him, became friends, and we just made some little funny sketches making fun of Chris Harrison, like some videos. And they go, "Do you just want to host our podcast for us now?" So yeah, that's my Monday nights. We record until like midnight, and then I go back to my 9 to 5.
Is there anything else you need to plug here? Because we got the we got the podcast, we got your student loan company. Anything else? You have a Sugar Bear hair ad we need to run. What's going on?
You can follow me at Pep Garrett now. On Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just get into it. And I just want to kind of hear your retelling of the date. We fly you out from New York. You and I actually go out like the night before the date. And the day before the date, we go, we went and had like tacos and beers in Venice. And then on Sunday, which was yesterday, you were supposed to meet up with Steph for brunch. What happened?
Okay, so yeah, we moved it, much like you guys did today, back 2 hours.
Got it.
And about 15 minutes in, I'm like, I think I texted both you and Amy saying, hey, so is this like a normal thing for her to be a little bit late?
Yes.
And everyone's like, yeah, don't worry. This is very normal. And about 30 more minutes go by, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to start drinking now because, you know, I'm sitting by myself. And actually, when I got seated, the guy, like, put us next to this group that had, like, 6 kids in it. And I was like, hey, do you mind if we sit over there with the, like, quiet older people? Because this is kind of like a blind date thing. So every time he was, like, going to seat people then, he'd kind of, like, look over at me. And I was like, oh, no, he thinks I'm being left here, which I was worried I might also be left. And then when the server comes up for, like, the third time to be like, hey, so do you want, like, a drink or something now? Because, it took, I think, an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes until Steph finally showed up. Her reasoning was she was in Hawaii, and she claims that they don't have daylight savings time there.
Okay.
I didn't validate that. I'm not like a psycho researcher that needs to look that up, but supposedly Hawaii doesn't have daylight savings time. And when she came back, so she never changed her clocks, and she thought it was a different time.
Okay,
so,
okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Great theory. Love it. So I'm in a text chain with Amy and Steph, obviously, for the show. And so you're texting me being like, dude, I don't know. I think I'm getting stood up. And, of course, we're freaking out, texting her being like, what is going on? So this is the text chain. Hey, you close? And then Steph replying with, why does my phone say 122? And then Amy saying, what do you mean? It's 122. Derek got there at 1. Are you on your way? And then she wrote back, when did the time change? No, just got out of the shower. All my clocks say 12:23. To which we responded with, the time changed last week, Steph. Which, by the way, I can understand, like, in your house clocks not changing, but your phone changes, all right?
Well, so that was, all right, that was my question. And
yeah.
She didn't offer this. I was mulling through that in my head. She definitely referred to herself as Amish like 8 different times throughout the date.
So hot.
And which is what every man wants. We actually compared, both she and I have over 150 missed texts that we haven't replied to.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, maybe she's like me and just really doesn't look at her phone all that much.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, I guess what she's not doing right now? She's not looking at her phone right now because it's been left at the Bel Air Country Club. And
where all the Amish people flock to.
Yes. It's an Amish hotbed here in the greater Los Angeles area.
So they drop their cell phones off so that they can go.
Why are there so many horse and buggies outside the Bel Air Country Club? Okay, hold on. It's even better than this. You're texting us being like, hey, they keep telling me the kitchen's about to close. I don't know what to do.
Right before, and I sent you guys a couple videos of me, like, with my date, which was my drink of vodka.
A tall glass of vodka.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful date. So right before she showed up, like, the very, like, probably the third thing I said to her was, you need to pick out some food because they closed the kitchen in 10 minutes. They had just come by, and I didn't realize that this was, but I did notice that it was, like, becoming more and more empty in there. So I don't know, maybe it was a ploy for her to not want people to see us there. Oh, I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
All during this time where I'm sitting by myself, a nice lady, Holly, comes up and gives me her phone number on the back of her receipt.
I know. I saw you took a picture of it, and it's the sweetest thing ever. It says, I'm hoping the luck of the Irish is on my side today, because this was taking place on St. Patrick's Day. And it says, call me Holly, and then with left her number, which is the greatest move in the world of dating when you're watching a guy get stood up on a blind date.
She smelled blood.
Yes.
She knew.
So the whole time this is happening, and Derek's texting me being like, what do I do? I'm like, call Holly. Let's pivot. Now, maybe this will be the Holly cast. Who knows what's going to happen next? Okay. So Steph gets there. What was your first impression of Stephanie Pratt?
I expected her to be like, let's preface this. I didn't ever watch The Hills.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about her. I know I've heard her brother's name, and I know that he's like an asshole, but in a funny way.
Yeah.
Which, great. Like, I'm super dry humor. That's, you know, that's good with me. I was really expecting like true Southern California girl who, like, I mean, I've been around enough reality stars now, like, very nose in the air, uninterested in me being there.
Yeah.
You know, so the first thing she does is sit as far away from me as possible at this table.
Okay.
At which point I was like, why are you sitting in Hawaii? I thought you came back from Hawaii.
Is it an hour earlier there?
Right. She was definitely like super tired. I didn't know that she had taken a red eye or whatever.
Yeah.
So it took a bit to warm her up, but I was like really pleasantly surprised, I will say.
Wow. Okay. What were you surprised about?
She's a lot smarter than I thought. She's quippy and like quick. Maybe it's just because we both have learned to just be so open with our lives. But there was like not an empty, dull moment. So, yeah.
I'm amazed that
I don't know what to say other than that.
I'm just amazed that she's been able to resurrect this thing after standing you up for like over an hour. She's turned you pretty quickly.
She was very lucky that you was my connection there.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've never had a blind date before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
You don't count JoJo blind date. We didn't know her before we went on that show.
That doesn't count.
Oh, it does. Okay, good.
we watched her on TV. We knew her.
That's true. Okay, so wait. So you're talking. You a lot of positives about her. Do you have any negatives about Steph?
This was a really funny thing that happened, and so she left her wallet in her carry-on bag. And we kind of bounced around to a few different places afterwards.
So you were fitting
actually,
the bill.
Well, I mean, yeah, and that's fine. Yeah. I'm used to that, honestly. You know, the last girl I dated didn't exactly have a job. So.
Yeah.
but the best part was, so we're going into these bars.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have an ID.
Yeah.
And it's St. Patrick's Day, so they're really, like, policing everybody. And so she pulled up her Wikipedia
page.
No! To show her face.
Did that work?
The first place, yeah. The first guy was, like, not about it. The first guy was not about it. And she got super lucky because this other guy who works there, he was like, are you Steph Pratt? And she's just like, yeah. He goes, your dad is my dentist.
Not I'm a fan of the show.
It wasn't about that. It wasn't about her being famous in any way. So it was like the perfect way for that to happen.
Oh, God. Okay, so she uses her Wikipedia to get into bars. This is amazing. Right. She's forgotten her wallet, so you're paying for everything. Were there any red flags during these during this day?
I think we've talked about
yeah.
Honestly, like in no other situations, I was so close to leaving. If that kitchen closed, I was gonna head out.
Yeah.
So again, like in no way would I have gone on in a normal case a date with somebody this late. Or like giving it a chance if I hadn't flown across the country.
Yeah.
at the urging of like one of my best friends, you know, to go and meet this girl.
Yeah.
But I mean, she really did turn me. So we did brunch and all the normal first datey, like how many people in your family? What kind of music do you like?
Yeah.
And then, you know, bad stories, bad dad jokes from me.
Yeah.
But then we went and did St. Patrick's Day. So we went to two Irish bars. The first place had these little kids who were tap dancing, and we basically roasted the little kids.
Nice.
One of them looked like you.
Okay.
He stood the way you do too, you know, like with your legs really close together. It was funny. I'll send you the video.
Okay.
Actually, I did post it on my story.
Yeah, I saw a video of like kids like doing Irish jigs, I guess. Is that like that was you're talking about? Okay, yeah.
That was Irish Wells.
Yeah. All right. So we met this couple
who it was their anniversary, 2 year anniversary. They met there 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they just like randomly walked up to us and started talking to us. And we hung out with Simon was his name. I don't remember her name, but we hung out with them for like 2 hours and bar hopped.
Really?
Yeah. And then she went to the Hilton party that you're talking about.
Well, no, I guess there was a Hilton party yesterday, but then there's another one today. The Hilton's just content. The party never ends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So was there attraction? Are you into it?
I am into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely see her again.
I'm amazed. I don't know if I could come back.
I'm amazed too.
I mean, I love Steph and I think she's hilarious and I think she's beautiful, but I don't know if I could come back from fucking sitting here for an hour and a half. I drink all the vodka.
I was drunk. That's what it was. I was just drunk. Maybe it was horrible, and I just was happy drunk. Roasting little kids dancing to Irish jigs.
Yeah. Did you guys kiss? Did you make out?
We did.
You what?
she got this green lipstick from the people we were walking around with. So, and it was like super cheap lipstick. So it was like all over my face.
Oh,
it was great.
Oh my God, you made out with Slimer from Ghostbusters, dude. Oh, so did you make out more than one time?
Yeah, I think it was twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. You had to fly back to New York because you've got a normal 9-to-5 where you sell whatever.
I'm in finance.
You sell things to kids for college or something. But there was a thought of you staying around, right? Like you guys talked about maybe hanging out a little bit longer, like changing a flight, right?
Yeah, we did. Because she went to that. She had to go to that thing, and I was like, I don't know, we'll see, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, I'm going to be responsible. This can happen again, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did go to Flogging Molly concert.
Did you?
Afterwards, so.
Oh, when she, yeah. Why didn't she take you to the Hilton party?
That's a good question. I'm a great date.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to show up with a guy who looks like John Krasinski with green makeup all over his face?
Maybe that's what it was at that point.
She was just like, sweetie, clean your face before you before I take you to the Hiltons. Okay, so this is, I guess, maybe the most important question. Will there be a second date between Derek and Steph?
Well, I tried to text her, but she didn't answer.
Yeah, that's because her phone is in the Bel Air cupboard.
No, I actually didn't text her. Yeah, I figured we would talk. We would talk today.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's ghosting me.
Yeah.
Along with you guys. She was like, "Oh, he's gonna be on the phone." No, this is not happening.
The quickest ghosting I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like, this was set up for us to have to talk again.
And yeah. I got like, contractually, she has to talk to you and somehow has worked her way around it. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. But also, I'm happy for you because you seem like you had a good time.
Yeah, I'm glad. It could have gone very bad. It started, I think, as poorly as any date ever. And it was a fun day, though. Worth it.
Do you think there's going to be any story that she tells that you haven't told? Like some little thing?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
I don't know what it would be. I didn't take, like, avid notes.
Yeah. And you were a bottle of, like, Stoli deep before she even got there. So, to be fair, your recollection is a little hazy. Okay, so you're telling me that I got to fly you back out here and set you up another date.
Yes. You're like my new travel agent.
Yeah, well...
And pimp, sort of. Yeah. I don't know. That's a little assuming, I guess, but...
I kind of want to give you the advice of, like, dude, stand up for yourself. Have a little bit more of a backbone, man. This was too easy. Like, literally, she threw every curveball at you, and you were like, yeah, she's really nice. We made out a couple times. I'd like to come back, even though she won't respond to my phone calls right now. She's ghosting me on the show.
No, I'm usually, like, really picky with people. I know definite no's, like, really quickly.
Yeah.
She's not a definite no.
Yeah.
So that's what... Yeah, like I can meet somebody and within like 15 minutes just be like, nah, this isn't gonna happen.
Yeah, is she your type?
Totally what I expected. She is, but she isn't.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what's intriguing about it. It's not exactly like I don't love reality people.
Yeah.
And again, this whole idea that she's like. Thinks she's Amish and is really not like all crazy about her social media and everything. You know, that was like that separated her a little bit from the other D-list celebrities that I've met.
Yeah. Well, good. All right. I'm excited about this. I got to tell you, Sarah and I were sitting on the couch just like waiting for updates, just being like, oh my God, this poor kid flew all the way out here. She's standing him up like he's by himself at some like Denny's just drinking all by himself. And then the next text I see like 4 hours later being like, trying to change my flight. I mean, like, wow, that really went 180.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think here's the thing. If she would have been on time, we would have had that extra hour and a half. And then I wouldn't have been a thing.
Yeah. All right. Are there any other questions I haven't asked that I need to get into? What do you guys think?
I'm sure she'll have some shit to say about me. But.
Would you be completely like blindsided if she was like, "Yeah, not that into it"?
Yeah, because she was the one who suggested I stay longer.
Yeah. All right. Good information. All right.
I think I have the receipts on that too. Not the receipt that the other number was written on, but
yeah. By the way, I big sorry to Holly for not getting that that date. It was a good noble try. I do hope she listens to this.
Thanks, Holly, for keeping me entertained.
Yeah.
In my sorrow.
Okay, so
my drinking depression.
Yeah. We kind of like set up the first date for you. So for the second one, what do you think you guys would do? What would you set up?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I haven't thought about that yet.
Okay.
Something low key, probably. Event, like this was drinking and eating, which is great, but like going and doing something, you know, not just getting drunk.
Yeah.
great way for, every first date to go, I guess.
Let's get
drunk together.
Yeah. Every Tinder date, that's how it starts.
Right.
Or you just show up drunk, I suppose. Would you rather her come out to New York or do you want to come back out here for the second date?
I think it would be cool to do New York.
Yeah, I agree.
What was that voice I just used?
I don't know, dude. You're going through puberty. You're growing up. I'm so proud of you, you know?
I'm going to talk like this.
Yeah. all right, dude. Well, thank you so much for being on the Prattcast. And I'm really happy that this went well. Selfishly, the reason why I want this to be successful is that it makes you come out to LA more and then we get to hang out more often.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I knew what you were planning there.
Yeah, I know. And I think you're a great guy and she needs a normal guy in her life and this isn't a slight on you, but you're a very normal guy, you know?
For sure.
So
I know what you mean.
So I'm happy that you guys had a lot of fun and I'm just still flabbergasted that she was able to bring it back. But
I am too.
Yeah, that is a badass woman to be able to bring that back.
She got to work.
All right, buddy. Well, go back to work. Go sell some whatever you sell to people in the finance industry, and everyone go follow Derek at what is your Instagram?
It's so my last name is Peth.
Yeah,
but I just say Peth now.
Yeah, it's easier that way.
Peth Derek. Yeah.
So Peth, go follow him up at Peth Derek, and then of course the Betches podcast is a really great funny podcast, dude. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks for having me come out, man.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Wells, if I might, I'm going to jump in here and tell you all about article.com, ARTICLE.com. Article, you know, like an article of clothing or an article in the newspaper, article.com. It is beautiful, well-made furniture. If you're looking to upgrade your furniture, this is the place you need to go. Because look, you've had some of that stuff since college. It's kind of junky looking. Nobody wants to tell you that, but it's true. That end table, you kind of put it together wrong, but you can't fix it because you'd have to rip the whole thing apart. It wouldn't work. Yeah, you still have it. It's time to upgrade that stuff. You just need the right price and the best look, right? That's what you're looking for. Article.com is the place to go. It's an online-only furniture company. And you have no idea how much they can save by eliminating all the costs associated with traditional retail. And therefore, they can charge a lot less. They're able to keep prices low and quality high because they have no showrooms, no salespeople, just savings. And they're serious about shipping. And in 2019, you need to be serious about shipping. Article.com is, no matter how many items you order, every order is shipped at a flat rate of $49. If you need help getting set up, they have people to do that for you. I have spent most of my life, it seems like, sitting in a garage trying to put together a piece of furniture, and I do it wrong. And like I said before, if you do it wrong, you're screwed. There's nothing you can do. You cannot come back from that without buying a new one. No issues here. They will set it up for you. They'll bring it to your house. They will take care of all of that stuff. And in-stock items, you can get those in 2 weeks or less. And there's a 30-day return policy and the best customer service in the biz. Article is offering listeners to this podcast right now $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/almostfamous and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. Go to the website and just have some fun. Article.com. Sofas. Not just sofas, love seats, sectionals, modular sofas, sofa beds, ottomans, chairs, not just chairs, lounge chairs, dining chairs, stools, benches, office chairs, tables galore, bedroom furniture, storage. I mean, are we not living in the age of storage? They have storage solutions for you as well at article.com. And again, that offer right now, article.com/almostfamous. Get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. ARTICLE.com/almostfamous. Wells, she pulled it off.
Man, I can't believe it.
I know.
Have you ever heard of someone almost the closest you could get to standing somebody up, then making it, and then still making the person like them? It's crazy.
All I would think is this does not bode well for our future.
Yeah.
She's going to be late for everything.
Yeah, I know.
I can't count on her to show up places. And that would bother me.
Are you talking like as a producer for this show?
I'm talking on a date. Both.
Him, yeah.
Obviously both now. But on a date, I think that would bother me. I think it'd be like this is a sign of lack of responsibility or something.
So
disrespect.
So yeah, I have a thing that being late to things really bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason why it's a very selfish act, because it implies that you think your time is more valuable than everyone else's. And that annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. Like, she's a busy girl and there's birthday parties and she's using her cell phone. So like, it's fine. And like, it's funny for this podcast that like, she didn't know the time changed. Like, that's the most Steph for an entire week. Do you think that like people were just like, so like what I do with my girlfriend, if I know we got to be somewhere soon, cause at a certain time, I will usually buffer it with like a half an hour, you know, which is a little white lie, but it gets us there around the right time.
Yes.
Do you think that she's been living her life for the past week on the wrong time and she's been like showing up at the right time, but people have been lying to her about the time, so she didn't know that was?
Maybe.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So everyone's like, so the party starts at 12, everyone's like, it starts at 11. She's on this the wrong time, and so she's getting there at the right time. Do you know what I'm saying?
You may be right. They tell her an hour early.
Yeah.
She's up an hour late. She's right on time.
Right on time.
Maybe that's her life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. All right.
We have a woman on the Seacrest show who says that the people who have this trait, and it's a trait people have, that are consistently late, it is a neurological disorder and there's nothing they can do about
really?
It. Really? I don't agree with that. I think it is disrespectful and you could do something about it. She says, nope, it's out of my hands. It's how I was made.
Wow.
And that I need to respect that.
So, but this woman is one of those people that's always late.
Always late.
Yeah, okay.
But she said she talked to her therapist about it, and that's what he told her.
Well,
her neurological problem.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? We're bringing the therapist back in very soon because we're going to have to get... Well, the plan for this show was that we were going to have... Now we were going to hear Steph's side of the story, but we can't because she's at the Bel Air Country Club right now.
Can't even call her.
With the other Amish people. So I guess next episode we'll hear her side, right? Is that the idea?
Uh-huh.
And then we'll bring Derek back on and we'll see how their two stories align. And then we'll see what happens with this young love, which is crazy, right? Cause like when I pitched this, I was just like, let's just get my buddy out here so I can have it, like we can go out drinking and stuff. And also Derek's a nice guy, you know? But here's the thing, dude, last episode when I showed her pictures, she was like, no, not into it. Not attractive enough. Derek looks exactly like John Krasinski. Like,
that's the first thing I thought when I saw his picture is John Krasinski.
Looks exact, like so much so, like, I've been out with him where people will come up and ask for pictures.
Wow.
And be like, and he's like, oh yeah, you know, thanks for watching The Bachelor. And they're like, no, The Office. And he's like, no, I'm not that guy. So
this goes to prove that if a guy finds a woman hot enough, he will overlook so much.
Yeah. She's hot.
Yes. And therefore, she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. It must be nice to be so hot.
I went out with a girl once. True story. And I, by the way, I am a guy. I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that stuff. I went out with a girl once who was a literal crackhead.
Oh.
Loved crack.
Uh-huh.
Because she looked like Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Back in this, and this was in the age of Clueless and Alicia Silverstone's prime.
Yeah.
She looked just like her. I overlooked the fact that she was doing cocaine in my apartment.
No, crack cocaine.
Crack, she was actually snorting it in my apartment, but she preferred crack. She had a whole litany of reasons why she preferred smoking crack over snorting cocaine in terms of the taste in the back of your nose and all that stuff, back of your throat. She had a whole diatribe on that. And I was like, fine, whatever. You're so hot, I could care less. It's an extreme example, but it's true.
A very extreme example. Was she ever late?
I don't remember.
Didn't matter.
Care less. And we haven't even gotten to the fact that she used a Wikipedia page to prove she was 21.
I don't even have a Wikipedia. I couldn't even use it, but I think it's genius.
And some think you could just create your own Wikipedia page, but you can't because I did that once. They'll take it out.
Yeah, I did too. It did. Kicked me off.
I mean, people think that Wikipedia is just like a free-for-all and anybody can do anything on there and you can't trust any of it, but they say that actual physical encyclopedias have errors in them like crazy. There's like, you know, a couple hundred errors in a typical volume of encyclopedias. Wikipedia has fewer errors because they can actually get fixed. Where in a book, they're permanent, and Wikipedia, they're temporary. So,
yeah.
But is that an LA thing? Just pull up your Wikipedia page?
But you can go edit Wikipedia pages like right now. So if you were 19 and you had a Wikipedia page, you could go in, edit it, say you're 21. And then go to the bar.
Probably take them an hour to check it and fix it. So yeah, you're right.
I do actually love that. And also like very resourceful on her part. What I love about this whole thing is that the one problem that Steph had with guys before is that they basically mooch off her. She pays for everything. They end up moving into her place or whatever. And I wonder if it was a ploy on her part to be like, I'm not bringing money, so they have to pay for me. But I think it was a good thing for her to see a guy be like, don't worry about it, I got it. And obviously, like, I'm sure, knowing Derek, I'm sure he just thought it was funny, like, let's see if we can get in with the Wikipedia page, like, you know, like, I don't know, let's try. So I can see him, like, not being turned off by that.
Yeah.
You know?
But it might be different. I could see both sides of that.
Mm-hmm. I think if it's the other way around...
It's an ego thing.
It's such like a peacocking thing for a guy to be like, well, let me show you how famous I am. Here's my Wikipedia thing. But for her, I think it's like...
It's cute.
Yeah. All right. Well, next episode, we're going to have... Hopefully, Steph comes back.
So we're giving up on her for today. Because really, she could walk in here at any time, but she probably wouldn't because she doesn't have her phone on her.
But also, like, does she know how to get here without using Waze or...
She can't call an Uber.
She is lost on the mean streets of L.A., guys.
That's an interesting thing, because once upon a time, we had a bunch of phone numbers in our heads. We were actually able to memorize phone numbers. Now we don't know anybody's phone number ever because it's all on our phones.
Similarly, I think we don't ever know how to get anywhere because we rely on our phones so much.
We're going to find her in, like, downtown L.A., living under a bridge. So disheveled. And she's like, guys, I just don't know where I am. All right. Well, hopefully next week we find her. Hopefully she's okay. By the way, if you want to join me on the Napa Valley Wine Train and tour the Mondavi Winery, you totally can. April 6th in Napa is when we're going to be hanging out. All the money raised will go to the Red Cross for earthquake preparedness. Sip wine and enjoy a 4-course meal on the Napa Wine Train. With us, go to ifonly.com. That's ifonly.com for some more information. We're just going to get drunk together.
A lot of great people. Tanya Rad's going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
From On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Vanessa Grimaldi's going to be there.
Cool.
From The Bachelor. Dean Unglert's going. Jared Haben. Ashley Iaconetti. Jana Kramer. Michael Cawson. If you're a fan of any iHeartRadio podcast, then this is the place for you. Steph, I don't know if Steph's going to make it. I'm not sure we can count on that.
What if we get Derek to come to this and have her go as well?
I think that's a great idea.
And then Derek can kind of be our handler, you know?
Yeah, just make sure she's in the right place.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. I'm sorry that the person whose podcast this is wasn't here. But next week, maybe she'll be back. And we'll find out the other side of the story between the date between Steph and Derek Paith. See you guys.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.